The Finance Committee is recommending that the dive team be discontinued. Is that correct?
They're recommending not to fund the dive team, yes.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like it's overall a good decision. When the dive team was first formed 35 years ago, it was only dive team in this area. Now there are two, one in Fulton County, one in Jacksonville. And it's going to take a lot of money to get it back up and running and maintaining. So I think overall it's probably the correct decision.
What do you mean back up? Has it been on hiatus?
It has for the last month with the retirement of John Carson. We took that opportunity to assess the equipment. And the reality is most of the equipment needs to be replaced. It's antiquated, not reliable, and it would take quite a bit of money to get it started back up.
How much?
Approximately, talking 60 plus, 60,000 plus.
Now, is the fact that I was selected for Vibe funding, which, given Vibe's reputation, it's likely to see more than 50 grand next year. I mean, was that taken into account in considering this? Or
that was taken into account, and I thought conservatively between 35 and 50, but even with that, it would still take an extra 20 to 40,000 to get it up. And then you got to maintenance. And we thought that would be between 10 and 12,000 a year with certifications, equipment maintenance, and so forth.
So what happens next time you need a dive rescue team?
We will call Fulton County or Jacksonville.
Don't minutes make a difference in an emergency?
Basically, this is a recovery unit. If a person goes underwater, they have 3 minutes. There's five, and it's going to be very rare that the team would be up and running in there. I mean, it would just be impossible. So it's basically recovery, and we can afford those minutes in a recovery-type situation.
How often has the dive rescue team, is that what it's called, dive rescue team?
Yeah,
is that
correct? Yeah, Valley County Sheriff's dive rescue team, yes.
How often does it get used per year?
3 to 5 times, and a lot of those are out-of-the-county calls. That's the reality.
Did you make a recommendation to the Finance Committee?
We were neutral. We did the Chief Deputy, Justin Lundgren, did a cost study, cost analysis, equipment, what was there, what needed to replace, and what it would cost. It was a neutral recommendation. This is what it is. This is what it's going to cost. They had very good questions about the use, how often it's called out, and if does the money justify the amount of times it's called out. I mean, they took that all into account.
Do you agree that perhaps the amount of money it would cost does not justify the expense?
I do.
How many members of the department were on the team?
Of the department, just one. Johnny Carson, who deserves credit for getting it started. He did put a lot of time into that endeavor, but he was the only one on that dive team from our office.
Who else was on the team? Is this the one-person operation?
No, there were between 10 and 15 on the team of people throughout the community.
They come from?
Different walks of life, different backgrounds, yes.
And I think you had a lot of students from the university that members of the scuba club. I've done a story about the scuba club before and then run into them on a scene before. Yeah. So I think you had a lot
there
of
were some, yeah. But there were other people from the community on there as well.
Paramedics, other rescue personnel from other agencies?
No. Just people that was their interest.
How much equipment does the Sheriff's Department have for dive rescue?
Well, there are two trucks and a lot of incidental equipment, you know, ropes and scuba gear, and some of that's personally owned. It's not the county's.
Is some of that county-owned?
Some of it, yes. Mm-hmm.
So what happens to that?
It'll be sold. What we can, we'll sell at an auction. And things that may be of use for another dive team, we will see if they'd be interested in it.